Are you ever annoyed by people talking loudly on their phones at the grocery store, or so absorbed by reading texts that they run into you? That's usually in urban areas. What about out in the woods? Mount Rainier National Park could soon have cell service. Some people are fighting the proposal, arguing that calling and texting would take away the solitude that draws people to the mountains in the first place. Reporting for EarthFix, Eilish O'Neill headed up to find out more.
The Jackson Visitor Center at Paradise is where most people come first when they visit the mountain. Even on this Tuesday afternoon, the parking lot is full and cars are parked one after another down the road. Right now, the only way to make a phone call from the Visitor Center is to use one of a couple of payphones. But soon, there might be cell service out here if a proposal to install antenna in the building goes through. Not everyone is thrilled about the idea.
Kind of takes away from the experience because of not having cell phone service up here.
The fear is that people will use it to talk and not be present, not be in the moment.
You don't want people having arguments with their children. Marital spouts.
Danny Adams is a teenager from Tacoma, and Sana Bevan and Carol Snyder are friends from Gig Harbor. But not everyone's opposed. I headed to a nearby hiking trail that leads to Pinnacle Peak. It's an area that would have service if the proposal went through. That's where I met Bonnie Lemon.
I own my own business and I could be up here doing business and hiking at the same time, which would be awesome.
Similar debates have played out across the country whenever a phone company approaches a national park about cell coverage. At Mount Rainier National Park, Verizon Wireless proposed installing cell antenna 2 years ago. Since then, park employees have been looking at whether or not there's a way to provide cell service without changing the character of the park. What they came up with was installing an antenna inside the Jackson Visitor Center, hidden from view.
The coverage would be principally in the Paradise developed area.
Randy King's the superintendent of Mount Rainier National Park. He's the one who's going to make the final call about coverage.
You know, those signals are blocked by topography, so it wouldn't go beyond ridgelines.
So only the most developed areas would get cell service. That means this isn't so much about public safety, since backcountry hikers and climbers might get lost or injured on the other side of the mountain, where there still won't be service. Rob Smith is with the National Parks Conservation Association. He says it's more about convenience.
To some degree, we simply accept that here we are in 2017 and almost everyone has cell phones to get around, to learn if the lodge is open, to communicate with each other. That's just kind of the way we get there, in the same way we get there in motor cars instead of horse-drawn wagons.
The public had a chance to weigh in on the proposal this summer. Mount Rainier's environmental coordinator, Karen Thompson, published an environmental assessment and opened it up for public comments. She says the park usually gets about 20 comments on an average proposal. Once, she got about 200 comments on a proposal to raise entry fees. On this proposal,
I've received 800 plus roughly another 100 that were form letters from Verizon employees.
Thompson says most of the comments were in opposition to cell service at Mount Rainier. The main argument she's seen is that people go to parks for solitude, and cell phones would interfere with that. Back at the visitor center at Paradise, Carol Snyder and Sana Bevan have talked themselves into changing their minds.
If people would be respectful and only use it for emergencies or navigation, I think that would be okay.
If you place notice that there are fines, if you use them except for what Carol just said, you know, maybe that's the answer.
The question of whether or not cell service belongs in the national parks is not likely to go away anytime soon. Olympic National Park is fielding a similar request for coverage. In fact, Verizon says it hopes to get cell service in all the national parks. On Mount Rainier, I'm Eilish O'Neill.